The highest of high tides, king tides, are here through Thursday, and some low-lying areas of South Florida will be flooded as a result, even if it does not rain. The flooding will likely get worse in years ahead as seas continue to rise. Do you think that flooding might someday make you want to move? That's the driving question of research underway by Mark Hebert. Coral Gables, employee and PhD candidate, is working on a project mapping homeowners' response to flooding.
What I hope that it does is that it helps to engage a conversation. So when people are put in the position of having to leave South Florida, whatever their socioeconomic situation is, how will they land? Where will they go?
The survey takes about a minute and includes questions on insurance and whether your commute has ever been affected. You can find more info on our homepage, WLRN.org. Well, today marks 1 year since Hurricane Irma made landfall in South Florida. WLRN asked listeners what reminders of the storm still exist in their homes or neighborhood. Could be missing trees, scratches on a car, hole in a bank account. Kathy Bird sent us this voice memo.
My neighborhood was devastated because of the storm surge. Today, 1 year later, there are still several homes that are not habited. Nobody lives in those homes because they were destroyed by the water. Some of those homes have been gutted out because they needed to remove the flooring and the drywall. And some of those folks have not been able to come back and live in their homes.
You can hear more stories from people who weathered the storm on WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.